Track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. And there are three letters this week. The first one is from Geraldine Arthurs of Shaldon. I'm very concerned to have read in the previous week's publication of your newspaper, edition of the 3rd of July, 2025, that Gareth Hughes of Harrington Homes has made a complaint against Councillor David Cox. Mr. Hughes falsely claims that Judith Watt attended the site visit with Councillor Cox. It would be interesting to ascertain whether Mr. Hughes is aware of the fact that homeowners living next to Teanbrook Estate have often voiced their frustration over this construction because it has caused considerable misery by totally ignoring the established residents' needs. If any consideration by the developers had been afforded, this nightmare would have been avoided instead of turning their lives into a living hell. The Councillor Code of Conduct is intended to uphold ethical standards and promote public trust in local councils. Sadly, right across the country, several developers are misusing the code to stifle opposition to development projects by false or misleading accusations. I stand to be corrected, but this looks like tit for tat, with Harrington Homes standing to lose a considerable sum of money because of the stop order imposed by Teignbridge District Council. It needs to be stressed that it'll be the council taxpayers who will have to pay for any spurious investigation and not the developers. So it would be advantageous if Mr. Hughes would kindly acknowledge that he has made a mistake, apologise to those whom he has falsely accused, and show the local residents a great deal more of courtesy.
The next letter is written by Colin Jones and it's entitled Inactivity Isn't Safe. The Royal College of General Practitioners reports that visits to the GP from asthma attacks are up 45% this year. Most of us are breathing toxic air. This is causing misery, of course, but also killing 500 people a week and costing £27 billion a year in NHS care and productivity losses. Chris Whitty, the government's chief medical officer, says that his 10-year health plan needs to focus more on prevention and that too many people aren't doing enough exercise. Maybe there's a connection, because who wants to walk, cycle or wheel in toxic air? The outcome is more short journeys than in cars and more pollution. We need to replace a vicious circle with a virtuous circle because everyday exercise reduces our risk of getting ill and can improve many health conditions or at least stop them from getting worse. People often have busy lives and others can't afford the gym. For many of us, the best solution is to build exercise into everyday activities, such as going to the shops, to work or to school. Driving your kids to school may feel like a way to keep them safe, but inactivity isn't safe. If we care about the next generation, we should be asking our councillors and MPs for safe and pleasant routes to school and cleaner air. We should be asking for schools to find ways to stop the traffic mayhem outside the school gates.
This letter is from Elizabeth Davenport, the Senior Campaign Manager for Animal Aid, and it's entitled Bad Bovine Battery. Readers may have seen the previous Sunday's episode of Country File, July 6, which featured a family who practiced battery farming on their dairy cows. The segment has resulted in thousands of complaints from viewers disturbed by the practice of keeping cows indoors all year round, and rightly so. Cows are gentle and curious individuals, but zero grazing systems like these deprive them of all natural behaviours and desires to explore, play, forage and socialise. Worse still, the battery farming of cows is thought to be increasing in Britain in a bid to cut production costs. But indoor housing is just one of countless horrors. In fact, dairy cows are among the most exploited animals on farms today, from routine mutilations to the separation of mothers and babies. Readers may be shocked to learn that the UK beef market and supply chain is being propped up by the meat of dairy cows. In 2023, more than half of cows killed in British slaughterhouses came from the dairy industry. Animal suffering is always unacceptable, but especially for a product that we do not need and for which there are so many delicious and healthy alternatives. She encourages readers to visit www.animalaid.org.uk for free information on dropping dairy from their diets.